Sure.
You are listening to Southside Radio 102.9 FM.
Hi there. Welcome to the Southside. This is Marty Dorfner from Schwartz Market. Schwartz's Market has been here on the local community since 1938. We're in our 63rd year of business. We serve the local community, and we also offer free delivery service to our customers. We provide a lot of we're the basic meat and potato store. We're not the supermarket where we're not trying to provide a dry cleaner and a travel agency. We're here to do what you came for, buy your groceries. We also offer Pennsylvania Lottery. We have that. You buy, you play, you win. You win, we pay. We're happy. Make you happy. That's a big part. We also accept utility payments for your convenience. Some companies offer us a small rebate for the purpose of taking their bills, and other ones make you pay the fees. Okay? Give us a call. We'll be glad to accept your payments. But our basic thing is we're a meat and potato store. We make a lot of our own. We make almost all of our own sausages. We make our smoked kielbasa, fresh kielbasa, all year round, not just for holidays. We do provide, we make Italian sweet sausage, Italian hot sausage, every day, all year round. If you'd ever need any, give us a call. For any big occasion, we'll be glad to see you. We advertise every week in the local Southside Reporter, the local newspaper of the Southside. We have free parking in the back of our store for anybody that would like to park on the Southside. We know that's a major problem, but during our store hours, the parking is limited for customers only.
That was a good pitch for the Schwartzes. I like that.
Okay.
You gotta be a nice voice. You ever done radio or anything?
No.
Really?
Nope. Never done radio.
Talk about yourself. Like how you started. You know, did you grow up in the South Side, or do you live here currently?
No, I don't live on the South Side.
So you?
I just work here.
Yeah. Talk about what the South Side was like 15 years ago when you started at Schwartz's compared to now. Take your time. And if you remember any stories or anecdotes. Or anything. You know, what was Carson Street like 15 years ago?
I remember Carson Street 40 years ago when I was in high school. We all know that many things have changed on the Southside in the past, over the past years. In the past, we had streetcars on Southside, parking on both sides of the street all the way down. Lots of traffic jams. Now we have no parking on one side of the street. But they've helped out. They provided some public parking lots. Corner of 18th Street and Sydney, that's in the back of the post office, back in that area. There's a public parking lot on the other corner of 18th Street and Carson Street, where formerly the Fort Necessity was in. Also, there's public parking down between 12th and 13th Street on Carson Street. Okay, right next to the Dairy Queen. So if it's parking you're after, they've provided some of that. A lot of the old-time shops are gone, but a lot of the old-time shops are still here. Now we deal on the Southside area. There's a lot of antique shops, a lot of other types of gift shops, and plenty of restaurants and beverage facilities.
What about 15 years ago? What was that like in terms of like?
15 years ago was kind of the beginning of the change into the restaurant and dining and the nightlife that it became, as opposed to before it was strictly the working people who lived here and worked here. When the mills were here, everybody lived and worked here. Everybody stayed here. Today, these people travel, and the younger people generation coming in are totally different than the people that worked here before. Some of them are better educated, and therefore they want different things. They're no longer happy with meat and potatoes. They want caviar. And this is why the variety coffee shops, the specialty coffee shops, are flourishing, because of such as the Brugger's, the Starbucks, the Beehive started it all in this area as far as a specialty coffee shop.
Do you like going, where do you get your coffee?
I make my own.
At the store.
I'm an old timer. I'm sorry. I don't need these specialty things. I'm the meat and potato person. I don't have to go out for the caviar.
Really?
Right. I enjoy those more than any.
What was the South Side like 40 years ago when you were in high school? Well, tell us where you went to high school and what was it like going down here.
I went to high school at St. Basil's up in Carrick. That's since closed, but we played basketball against St. Casimir's on the South Side, against St. Mike's on the South Side, St. Adalbert's. All three had high school. All three had basketball teams. Okay? That was in 1959 that I graduated. And it was interesting because you had streetcars down here. In fact, you even had some horse and buggies yet where the junk man came. So, along with that, there were several other theaters down here, several bowling alleys down here. The Arcade Theater is one that comes to mind. And there was a bowling alley up above that. Many, many butcher shops. There had to be 15 butcher shops on the South Side. Small shops that... And everyone made a living, but today we're practically the only ones left. There's one other store up on the hill, Mission Market. They're still here also. But as far as meat shops, there are none. The Giant Eagle has made sure that nobody else comes in and stays. It's part of the change. And not all changes are good, not all changes are bad. Some make people happy, some make people sad. But everything has to advance, and therefore we can see where the changes have to go.
Where do you think the changes are going now? Do you have any ideas? What's the next step? Could you take a guess? One thing is Southside is starting to become a tourist attraction for the whole city. What do you think that's going to happen? You know, people, it's crowded on the weekends. People like to shop and come here, and they mix with the locals. What's the next step for Southside? Do you have any predictions?
I think possibly the next step might be to improve the riverfront. That would be better than where we might have a boat. Besides just a boat launch in Southside Park, we might end up with a marina in this general area of the park, of the rivers, which I'm not saying that would necessarily help everybody, but it would be some other activity as opposed to right now, our people are docking their boats all on the North Shores, down by McKee's Rocks, up in Fox Chapel area. But on the South Side, we get the boat launchers and the parking cars and trailers everywhere, which creates another problem. But as far as the people coming in, it seems like we're getting a good group of people overall.
In 1850, there were 5,415 persons living in what we now call the Southside Flats. By 1940, there were 22,476 people here. According to the census today, the population of the Southside Flats is roughly 5,560, only a few more than lived here in the middle of the last century.